Brothers and sisters, it's yet another morning which the Lord has provided unto us. It's the grace of God that we shall be able to continue a little while with our sharing this morning. And before we do that, I said yesterday my name is Pastor Felix Oilu from Kenya. And we were looking at this chapter 10 of Hebrews, which, by the grace of God, I want us to continue with. Before we do that, let's pray. Precious, loving Heavenly Father, I come before Thee in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. O God, thanking You for this wonderful day which Thou hast granted unto us again. Father, we thank You for the gift of life. We thank You, my Father, even Lord Jesus Christ, for Your protection over the night. And, O my Savior, how I pray and commit the day unto the hands of my Savior. Father, Lord Jesus, I commit all Your children unto the hands of my Father this morning, and I pray for them wherever they are, O my Savior, for Your grace, O my Savior, to be shown upon them. Thank You, Lord Jesus Christ, for Your word. Thank You, O my Father, as we start the day, I pray that You start with us. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Now, brethren, I want us to read from verse 19 to around 22. Bible says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and with bodies washed with a pure blood. Brother and sister, I want you to see that, as I said yesterday, Moses had pitched a tabernacle in the wilderness, which tabernacle was pitched by man. But the things which were happening in that tabernacle, the Bible says they were but a shadow of the good things to come. And brethren, knowing that we are living in the days of those good things, I want us actually to have faith in the word of God and take it with the seriousness it deserves. Now, seeing that the Bible is telling us we have, therefore, brethren, boldness. And why should we have the boldness to enter into the holiest? This is because our atonement has not been done by the blood of the animals the way it was in the days of Moses. But we have gotten a better atonement, which is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said yesterday that the blood of the animals could not provide a perfect solution to the sins of man. And the conscience of man, therefore, remained with actually, some kind of fear. As you could even see, whenever the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies, he could go there, yet still in his heart, he had some, kind of fears. And the people who could be waiting for him to enter and come back could also have some fear in them, whether maybe there could be something which was left out that they did not make right. Brother and sister, this morning, I want us to thank God so much for the privilege given unto us, in that the Bible says to us, we have a true tabernacle. And remember, that means that the tabernacle which was there in the wilderness was not a true tabernacle, yet it was a figure. It was a figure of the true one to come. And this true one is not pitched by man. The Bible tells us it is the work of God Himself. And therefore, it means the worshiper today, he is worshiping in the true tabernacle. He enters into the true holiness. He enters into that inner veil that is a perfect one. Brother and sister, as priests in the house of God, remember, we have a high priest who is not a carnal one. We have a high priest that is not earthly. We have a high priest from on high. The Bible says he is seated on the right hand of majesty. And I want you to see, my brethren, that the one we are having cannot cease, because the other ones could not continue forever because of them. But we are having a better position in Christ Jesus, seeing that we have a high priest who continues forevermore. Brother and sister, I want us to read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1 to 6, just for a clarification of what we're talking about. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is seated on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of a sanctuary and a true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, Bible here tells us that the tabernacle we are having is a true tabernacle. And the high priest whom we are having is a high priest who is in the heavens. A high priest who is seated on high. And the majesty, praise God. In this throne, we see that the power of God is made manifest unto his children. And the power and the glory of God is supposed to be actually manifested in a great way, more than what we used to see or what we saw in the other worship. The true worshiper today worships in the body of or in Christ Jesus, which the Bible says is a veil, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We by faith have a better position to manifest Christ in this world. The Bible says, for every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that the man have somewhat also to offer. And for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, said he, thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount. Praise God. And now seeing, brethren, that our high priest seated in the heavens, then that means we are in a position to do the things which are done in the heavenly. And that is why this morning we have to acknowledge that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling back the world unto himself, not unto any. And with this high priest, we are able, actually, my brethren, to have an access to the place of the Holy of Holies according to his promises. And this tabernacle here now gives us also a true worship. It gives us now a perfect way. It gives us now, my brethren, an access into the true revelation of our God. And seeing, brothers and sisters, we are the people chosen of God in this generation to bear his name and actually to show forth the glory and the praise of our God. In the book of Exodus chapter 30, we see how God instructed Moses to have pieces of spices that could make a sweet perfume, which was only to be offered before God. And that means, and God told Moses not to make such a perfume for himself or for any other. Brother, sister, we are living in a time when actually we are offering a sweet perfume before God, which is the praise of our lips and hearts, which is the sacrifice which we are offering as a praise and worship before God. And this one here is supposed only to give glory and honor unto the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, it doesn't matter how much God can exalt one. It doesn't matter how much God can bless one We are not supposed actually to come to a point where we share the glory of God with God, where we share or where man takes up a section of the praise of God. For in the first book of Peter, we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ has made us also priests, given that he is our high priest. We are priests in the house of God, offering this sweet savor before our God, offering this sweet perfume collected or constituted from various places which God gives in his house. Brother and sister, each and every gift in the house of God matters. Each and every person in the house of God matters. When we bring all these pieces together and offer before our God, it gives a sweet, sweet perfume before our God. And this perfume, according to the Bible, is not supposed to be offered or to be given to any other man other than God himself. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Bible says, but we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people of his own, that he should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Brother and sister, I said when the gospel came to the Gentiles, it came to open the eyes of the Gentiles, so that we may turn from idol worship. We may be able to open our eyes to see and serve the living God. How gracious is it? How wonderful is it to acknowledge and recognize that we are having a living God with us? And brother and sister, this morning, I want to challenge each one of us to see that the ministry we are having is not just a ministry, or is not just something to be taken for granted, but rather is a serious affair, because this is a perfect relationship between man and God. It's a perfect relationship between God and his children. Bible here says that God, we are a chosen generation. The choosing of God is not like the choosing of man. Brother and sister, if you have faith that it's God who has chosen you, we need to have the boldness and have the trust and faith enough in God to see that he who chose us is more than able to make us actually what he wants us to be. Bible says, for who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? In the generation we are living in, we are having a marvelous light. For when the darkness is covering all the people on earth, and everybody lies in wickedness, brother and sister, the evening light which God has promised in our day is marvelous before our eyes. This is what has made us actually to realize and recognize the true path, the true way that we are supposed to be walking on. And this is what God has done, that is so much grace upon his children. Brother and sister, wherever we are, let us consider that God has given us actually something which is so precious. God has put us in a place where we are able to recognize and walk with him in a perfect manner. And that is why, brother, we need to leave God, the Spirit of God, to move in our lives. We need to have the Spirit of God moving in our churches. We need to see in our daily walk with God how God is made manifest in our lives. Wherever we go, let us give forth the praise and the worship unto our God. For he is alive, and the priest we are having is not a seasonal priest. But the Bible says, when Jesus Christ died and rose up, he will never die again. He is alive forevermore. And that is the kind of priest or the high priest we are having, who by his blood has also made us now priests in the house of God, which is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember also, Bible has given us a prophecy in the book of Ezekiel, where God promises to gather all his children together. Hallelujah. After gathering them together, he shall now create a new heart in them, which heart shall be a believing heart, a heart that is ready to break before God, a heart that is ready to walk perfectly before God, a heart that is ready to believe totally in the word of God in this age of unbelief. Remember, Jesus asked this question: shall the Son of Man find faith when he cometh back? Brother, sister, what we are seeing today in the world, what that people call faith, is not actually faith according to the word of God. Because faith, the true faith, comes by hearing, and by hearing by the word of God. And where the word of God is not found, then you cannot find the faith that the Bible is talking about. This is something which is men are creating around the world, and they call it faith. But the real faith that God requires from us is only, it only comes by the perfect word of God. And this perfect word of God is what God has revealed unto his children in this last day. Brother and sister, when we were in denominations, we could not be able to see what we are seeing today. When we were in the world, we were not able to meet our God the way we are meeting him today. We could not be able even to see the hand of God in our lives. But today, given that God has given us a perfect and new way, let us thank God and worship God in a manner that is acceptable before him. Ezekiel chapter, I want us to read Ezekiel chapter 36, maybe from verse 24. For I take from among the nations and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Will I cleanse you? Brother, sister, this is a marvelous scripture. It's a wonderful scripture. We are only lacking time to expound on it. The Bible says promises a gathering. And when God promised Israel a gathering, I want you to remember of this one thing. We have the physical gathering of the children of Israel, who is actually a physical church. And here, when God is gathering Israel, we should not forget to know that God in the spiritual realm is also doing the same with the spiritual church. Remember, my brothers, in the year 1948, when Israel gathered home, that is the time when our prophet had actually many meetings in the world. And I want you to recognize that this particular time, when actually Israel is preparing to receive the Messiah, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ is also gathering, preparing to receive her bridegroom. It is something which is marvelous before us, my brethren. God says that he shall, after gathering us, then he will sprinkle clean water upon us. And we shall be clean from all our filthiness and from all our idols. Brother and sister, in the days of Moses, the water for cleansing could actually contaminate. But this particular water here, which God has promised to sprinkle upon us, it is not going to be sprinkled by man. Remember, the high priest was a man, and he could enter into the Holy of Holies with that water or with the blood of the bulls and goats. Yet, when he was sprinkling upon people, he could not actually destroy the conscience of sin in them or in him. But here we are told it is God himself who will sprinkle clean water upon us. And this clean water shall wash all our filthiness and shall remove us from our idols. Brother and sister, may we be gracious. May we be a people who appreciate the Lord for giving us his true word in this generation we are living in. When people are actually moving in darkness, the revealed word of the day is what has actually given us a true cleanness in our hearts. For the Bible says, we are washed and cleansed by the waters of the word. And where there is no word of God, there is no cleansing. Because this is a promise given by God himself, who shall sprinkle upon us this water. And this water, my brother, we need to appreciate the message given to us in our generation. We need to recognize it and really actually believe in what God has given unto us by revelation. And also verse 26 says, and a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my ordinances and do them. Hallelujah. We are a people actually who are God. The way I said, God is tabernacling in his children. And then this comes to fulfill the promise of God, where God said, I'll write my laws in their hearts. Brother and sister, it is no longer a time of ordinances and rules and laws. Touch not, eat not, do this or have this and that. But we are actually to walk a walk of the Spirit. We are supposed to be guided and led by the Spirit of God according to the Word of God. We thank God, oh my brethren, for this great position and actually where God has placed us. We need to appreciate much and give God all the praise he deserves on our daily walk with him. Thank you, brethren. Thank you. May the grace of God go with you as you start the day. The Lord bless you in the field. The Lord bless you as you come back. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.